سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. یہ حدیث شریف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، یو ول ٹرائی اینڈ ڈسکس اے فیو پوائنٹس فرام دیٹ حدیث شریف ٹو نائٹ. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مینشن ٹو دا صحابہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہم دیٹ آئی ول ٹیک قسم آن تھری تھنگس اینڈ دین آئی ول نریٹ ٹو یو سم تھنگ، سو لرن اٹ ویل. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم then took three قسمس. The first قسم، نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, I take a قسم that the wealth of a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't decrease by him giving صدقہ. In other words, by a person spending his wealth in good causes, in causes of deen, in anything that makes Allah Ta'ala happy, then his wealth will never decrease. Although outwardly it may seem that there is a decrease, that if I got 10 rand and I gave 5 rand away, then I'm left with only 5 rand. So outwardly there is some decrease. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that I take a qasam that the person's wealth will never decrease by giving sadaqah. So in this zamana, in this day and age, the conditions that we are going through, so one is what is taking place on the global arena. With regards to that, there is not much that we can do physically. Yes, we can make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And making dua to Allah ta'ala is a lot. It's a very big thing. But we'll find that sometimes we engage in so much of discussion, so much of argument. We'll have a difference of opinion with regards to what's taking place, etc. What should be our reaction? What's the correct reaction, etc. But all that discussion of ours, at the end of the day, what is it really going to yield? Nothing really comes of it. I'll still remain on my standpoint. You'll remain on your standpoint. We just had a good argument and hopefully it just ends at that. It's just a good argument and we're still friends. Right? But in reality, if we really look around and look at the situation, then what is going on? That majority of the people in the country are living below the breadline. Many, many people, they're just managing to make ends meet. There's so much of unemployment. People don't have jobs. And those who got jobs also, how much are they really earning? Majority of the people. And then, if we are from those whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us, what is the meaning of being blessed? Is one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the person wakes up in the morning and his body is sahih salamat, he's got iman, he's sahih salamat, and he's got enough food for the day, then it is like all the bounties of this world have been opened up to him. You got everything. Now, most of us, we got much, much more than that. So when problems like this take place in the world, now currently the price of fuel is gone so high, the price of paraffin is gone so high, as a result of what's happening in the global arena, right? So to us, we say, okay, one hunting trip less, one fishing trip less maybe, and maybe not even that. Our lifestyle can continue as normal. We'll make a little bit noise, a price of fuel, you know, price this. But our lifestyle continues as normal. right? But there are people out there who really get affected, who really get affected. So this is a time for us to dig deep, whether it's our staff members. Now, the inflation is not moving at the rate of a person's salary. The increments he's getting in his salary and the inflation, the two things are not tying up. So you don't expect now the owner of the store also to be able to just give so much of increments. But we can do something. We can do something from our side. We got a maid working at home. We got a garden boy at home. Whatever, we got a neighbor who may be, you know, a working class person or an artisan or something, just making ends meet. So we can dig deep and try to assist in some way. Right? A person who is in the assistance of a banda of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will be in his assistance. A person who removes a difficulty of his fellow Muslim, Allah Ta'ala will remove his difficulty on the day of Qiyamah. Right? So we need to be cognizant of this. We need to think about it. And don't ever think that by me giving, my wealth is going to decrease. My wealth will not decrease. Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking the qasam on this, that no person's wealth will decrease by being charitable, by giving in charitable causes. So this is something, you know, where we can actively assist the situation. We can do something, right, positively to assist the situation. Right? Whatever is happening in the global arena, what can we really do about it? But how it's impacting, right, we can assist, we can see. The other thing to ponder and to think about is that generally, whenever expenses go up, then we think about how to increase our earnings, right? How we must increase our earnings now because expenses have gone up. So that is not the way to think. The way to think is, I must become more simple. I have to adopt simplicity. Expenses are going up, I must adopt simplicity. So I must drop my expenses. So that was just by the way. But this point here of being charitable, especially those that are close to us, people we interacting with every day, sometimes it's really impacting on them. The basic commodities, etc., prices have gone up. We haven't put their salaries up. Right? How are they going to manage? They're just living, just making ends meet. Right? So we need to see how we can assist, how we can be of some assistance to them. So that is the first qasam. Second thing Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that no person is wronged. No person is wronged. That means his right is usurped. Some zulam is made on him. Whether somebody verbally took off with him for no reason, or somebody usurped his right, whatever it may be, some zulam is made on a person. And this person makes sabr. He doesn't make a big story about it, doesn't make a big fight about it. Khair now. He makes sabr. Outwardly, it would seem that this person is at a loss. That man took advantage over him, right? So he is at a loss. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that if this person, zulam was made on him, he makes sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase him in izzat. So this izzat is not only in this dunya. In the dunya also Allah ta'ala will give him izzat. In the akhirat also Allah ta'ala will give him izzat. The world, material things of the world, they are not things to fight for. They are not things to break family ties. It is mentioned that on the day of Qiyamah, when the earth will spew out whatever it has in it, all the gold, all the treasures, everything will come out in columns. And now people will be making their way towards Maidan-e-Hashar. And they will walk past this gold, the wealth of the world, which will be just lying in heaps like a rubbish dump. And the person will say, was it over this that I got my hand chopped? In other words, if he was living in a Muslim country and he stole and he got caught, not Muslim country, Islamic country. Now we got a lot of Muslim countries, but no Islamic countries. So if the person got his hand chopped off, he said, was it over this that I got my hand chopped off? Somebody broke family ties, had a big dispute with his brother or whatever, over some inheritance issue, over some business issue. Was it over this that I broke family ties? See how this thing is lying here, like a rubbish dump. Over this I broke family ties. Somebody who may have killed somebody, he robbed somebody, killed. Was it over this? And now what I'm going to go and face there by Allah Ta'ala. You know, when it comes to these disputes, right, over little things, sometimes it's some money issue, sometimes some property issue, sometimes there is a partnership and then there is some issue there, etc. Rather give the other person the benefit of the doubt. Give the other person the benefit of the doubt and walk. Now some people will tell you, no, it's the principle of the matter. It's not the principle of the matter, it's the hirs of the matter. If we find ourselves in a situation and we don't have any real leg to stand on, but we know that the right is ours. We know it's maybe we had a verbal agreement or something, and now this person, Shaitan, got hold of him. He said, where's your paperwork? When he wanted the loan, then he wasn't worried about paperwork. Now time to pay back, he said, but where's the paperwork that I'm owing you? So now you know that the thing is owed to you, but you got no leg to stand on. So what we'll do? So alright, leave it by. Qiyamah day we'll talk. So we'll sort it out, by Allah Pak. Sort it out there. I'll meet you there. By, do we know what we're saying? You think we're going to have the courage to go and take a court case there in front of Allah Pak? And would we want to go and take a fellow ummati in the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and go and have a dispute in front of Allah Ta'ala there in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And now if that ummati, if he is proven guilty, say you are right and he is proven guilty, and because of that guilt, he has to go to Jahannam. How is all of that going to sit at that time? So better than that. One is, Allah Ta'ala can take each person to task, take each person to account. And hukukul ibad is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, that with regards to hukukul ibad, There is no writing anything off. That Allah Ta'ala will see to it that justice is meted out. Because that is the hukuk of His bandas. Hukukullah, Allah Ta'ala can forgive. If He wants to take a person to task, if He wants to forgive the person, He'll forgive the person. But hukukul ibad, no. So the better thing to do is, even if that person wronged us, forgive him. Ya Allah, for your pleasure, I forgive him. I write it off, finish. I forgive him. Khalas. I don't even want him to pay me in the akhirat. Now who'll pay you? If you write it off from that person, you say, Ya Allah, I forgive him. I don't even want him to pay me in the akhirat. I forgive him. In the dunya, I forgive him. You too, don't take him to task. It's my right, I have forgiven him. Now who'll pay you? Now Allah Ta'ala is going to pay you. Now who can pay you more now? That person can pay you more, or Allah Ta'ala can pay you? So Allah Ta'ala will pay you. Why are you worried? So where we can forgive, forget, let go, rather just let it go. Jane go. What we're going to sit and fight, and people are going to court, spending so many hundreds of thousands of rands. There is one dispute carrying on currently between some parties. So there is a discrepancy of about 1.5 million rand. So I'm telling the one party, I say, see, just forget about it. Write it off. So that person is telling me, no, but it's my haq. I say, yes, I know it's your haq. That person is claiming it's his haq. You claiming it's your haq. So you be the better person, just write it off. You tell him, alright, you have it. If he is wronging you, forgive him. Allah Ta'ala will give you so much more. So they are saying no. Now one is bringing high court order, one is bringing high court order. Now if they calculate how much money they are spending in the court, how much money they bring in this order, that order, probably they will go over that million rand too. But this pride thing, you know, I must prove a point. Just put him in his place, sort him out. Allah Pak didn't put us here in the dunya to put anybody in their place. We rather just go in our place. Then we'll have a very nice place there by Allah Pak. We want to try and put other people in their place. We might just get put in our place. So, if somebody is making zulam on us, Allah Ta'ala will give us izzat. Usmikya. Let it go. What we lost? We lost something in the dunya. That's all. There you go. Sometimes there is dispute between brothers, estate matter, whatever. Give the others the benefit of the doubt. Let them have the advantage. No problem. Give up the dunya, Allah Ta'ala will give you in the akhirah. And the third thing, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a qasam upon, that no person will open the door of begging, except that Allah Ta'ala will open the door of poverty for him. So that is an advice for somebody who wants to open the door of begging. That's not an advice for us to give somebody who comes to beg from us. If a person is begging, we don't know what is the person's genuine need. Right? Sometimes a person may really be in dire straits. Person doesn't have food at home. Right? Ready in dire straits. Here's one incident mentioned. One person, he observed somebody, picked up one dead bird. Picked up one bird lying on the floor, dead bird. So he picked up that dead bird, put in his coat. So the person who is observing him said, it's a haram, no? What this person is picking up? This is carrion, it's a dead thing, he's picking it up. So he went to follow him. Now what is this person going to do? Maybe he's going to dispose of it or something, he went to follow him. But then he sees that this person went home. He went to the house. So as he's approaching the house, the children came out. So he took out the bird. And he gave it to the children, saying, let's go give it to the mother to cook. So this person shouted, called him. He said, "Bhai, don't you know this thing is haram? It's carrion. How can you give it in your house to cook?" So that person told him, "See, this is carrion for you. It's haram for you. You can't eat it. But we haven't eaten for 3 days. We haven't eaten for 3 days. For us, this is now halal. We can eat this." So, we don't know what is a person's halat, what is a person's condition. Somebody may come to you, person is begging, person is asking. We don't know what is his condition. We must have husnizan, assist the person. If we can't assist the person, or we don't want to assist the person for whatever reason, send the person away with a good word. But it's not our job to give. That person never become our murid or something. Now we need to make his islah and give him a bayan. What you're doing, all that. That's not our job. Right? It is for him to think that if it is incorrect for him to be begging, then he shouldn't beg. If somebody comes to ask us, then we must try and help. And if we don't want to help, then send the person away with a kind word, with a good word. Give the person some du'as and send the person away. So those were the three qasams that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took qasam on those three things. And then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this dunya is for four types of people. In other words, you get four categories, four types of people in the world. One category is that person whom Allah Rabbul Izzat has blessed him with wealth, and Allah Rabbul Izzat has blessed him with ilm also. So he's got maal also and he's got ilm also. So this person, with his wealth, he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he's got knowledge also. So he fears Allah ta'ala. He uses that wealth in avenues that are pleasing to Allah Rabbul Izzat, right? So whether it is sadaqat, whatever it is, right? So with taqwa, he uses that wealth. He spends the wealth for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He earns in a correct way and he spends in a correct way. One ustad was telling me the other day, he said that he was asking the students, like normally happens, so what you going to become when you're big? You know, what you going to do when you're big? So he's asking the students. The one child told him, he said, no, I'm not going to work. He said, so what you going to do? He said, no, Mona, I'll just buy three computers. They'll make the money for me. Now, today's youngsters, they are thinking like this. They think life is one computer game. Money, they'll just make like this, they'll just make like that. And a lot of times, we are contributing to this. We're contributing to this. There is one incident mentioned, I don't know if it's true, right? But just to take a lesson from it. It said that one very wealthy person, so they give the name Rockefeller. So Rockefeller's Yahud. Lot of Kharabiya they involved in, right? But anyway, just for this incident now, said this Rockefeller, he pitched up to one hotel and he booked the best room in the hotel. So when the people, when they now, you know, it's a big shot now coming to the hotel, so when they welcomed him, so the manager is telling him that, sir, when your son came here, he booked the whole floor. When your son came, he booked the whole floor. But you're only booking one room. You are the main man, no? But you're only booking one room. When your son came, he booked the whole floor. So he told the manager, he said, yeah, because he is Rockefeller's son. So we do this to our children. Lot of things that we never had. But we allow them indulgence. What we don't realize is they start taking this to be normal. They don't understand that this is an indulgence. They take this to be normal. And they expect, no, this is the norm. This is how it must just go. Right? And a lot of times what's happening is we are weakening the skills of our children. But we're not allowing them to bloom. We're not allowing them to use the resources Allah Pak gave them. We're just softening everything for them. It's like the person who thinks that the bichara silkworm is suffering. So no, let me open the silk for it. So what happens? It destroys the poor silkworm. The silkworm has to battle, bite through in order to become a butterfly. Right? So we're not allowing our children, we're not allowing them to use their skill. Each child will have his own skill, his own strengths, his own mind. We're not allowing them. And sometimes we underestimate them. We just think, no, you know, they can't do that. The father always feels like that. He can do, they can't do that. But we'll be surprised if we allow them. Give them some room, right? Allow them. Don't spoon feed them. Allow them and let them grow. Let them bloom. So then they understand what it's all about. The old people, when their sons came in the shop, they gave them the broomstick. Gave them the broom, a charu. You sweep here first. School holiday time, all the people come in the shop, and you sweep the floor. Right? Then pack the shelves. Now offload the van. So he did all that. Now eventually, when he came and he sat down there behind the desk, he understands how that business works. Now we take that fellow, he just came out, give him an office, put a big name there, CEO, put him inside there. He don't do nothing, he doesn't understand how the business works, he doesn't understand anything. Kale, you're not there. How is he gonna make decisions? How is he gonna understand anything? But if he went through the whole workings of that business, he'll be able to sambal that business now. He'll be able to look after the business. Understand? So the children, they must prosper, they must bloom. Don't think they can't do. How we learn, they too will learn. How the father learned, the child also will learn. He'll make his one, two mistakes too. You give him guidance, he will learn. So don't spoon feed the child. Don't spoil the child. Don't make them weak. Let them learn. Let them become strong. So that was just, by the way, something we mentioned. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the person has got wealth and he's got ilm. So now he uses that wealth correctly. He doesn't make israf. He doesn't waste. He earns correctly. He spends correctly. And he spends in dini causes. So this person, he is in the best of darja, afdalul manazil, he is in the best of darja. Then you get the second type of person. Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with ilm, but he doesn't have wealth. He got no wealth. But he's got ilm. So obviously with his ilm now, he's living a dini life, etc. But he cannot do the things that the person with wealth is doing. Right? The person with wealth now is contributing to the masjid. There's widows day, he's taking care of them. There's orphans day, he's taking care of them. Right? He's helping people, he's doing things. Now, this person can't do that. But he has a pure intention that, Ya Allah, had you blessed me with the wealth that you gave this person, then I too would have done these very same good works. So Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Ajruhuma sawaun. The sawab of both of them is the same. They get, although this person didn't spend the money, but he's got the niyat. And if I had the money, I would have done all of this. So Ajruhuma sawa. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the third category of person, Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with wealth, but he doesn't have ilm. Doesn't have ilm doesn't mean he doesn't know. But if a person doesn't know, right, if a person knows but he doesn't practice on what he knows, then of what fayda is the ilm? So sometimes we know the masala, but we're ignoring it. We're not practicing on it. We know this is haram, we're still doing it. We know this is not permissible, we're still engaging in it. So it's like we don't have ilm. So the person got wealth, but he doesn't have ilm. Now with this wealth of his, he's committing all evils now. He's gambling, he's womanizing, he's making israf, he's wasting his monies. So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that this person is in the worst of situation. He's in the worst manzil. That he got money, but he doesn't have ilm. Now this money will make him proud. Money will make him arrogant. But he doesn't have ilm to go with. So he doesn't have taqwa now. So now this money, everything just becomes money for him. Right? He feels money is now the god. With my money, I can do anything. I can buy anything. I can do anything. Now let the Monisab tell his son something in the madrasa too. Hey, boy, I don't know if anything happened here. Eh? Sometimes give an example, and in that week something happened in that town. We don't know what happened in that town. Boy. And the people think, oh, he's sorting that fellow out. I need to get sorted out, but I can't sort anybody else out. But a person who becomes like that, becomes arrogant. Now if the ustad have to shout his child also, he's going to fight. Because, me koi ho, double pesa wala. Who's he to tell my child like that? And the children, whatever wrong they do, no problem. I'll buy them out of it. So now this arrogant type of lifestyle comes away. So when that arrogant type of lifestyle comes away, then the person is in the worst type of manzil. And the fourth type of person, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, is that person whom Allah Pak didn't give him wealth also, and Allah Pak didn't give him ilm also. But he looks at this person who is involving himself in all these gunas, etc., and his mouth is watering. I'm telling you in my words now, not in the words of the hadith, right? Giving you the mafhum. His mouth is watering. If only I had the money, I too should be gambling over there. If only I had the money, I too should be drinking like that. I would have also been doing like this. But this is not just a fleeting thought in his mind, but it's a resolve that if I had the money, I would have definitely done that. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Wizruhuma sawal." The burden of the book, although this person is not doing it, that person is doing it, this person is not doing it, but he's thinking, no, if I had, I too would have been doing like that. And he's got an azam. So the guna of the both of them is the same. So Allah Ta'ala make us from the first category, right? Where Allah Ta'ala blesses us with wealth also. Allah Ta'ala blesses us with ilm also. With that ilm, we develop taqwa. We earn in a correct way. We spend in a correct way. When Allah Ta'ala gives us wealth, as Mu'iz Patel Sahib Rahmatullah used to mention this, he said, Allah Ta'ala gives you wealth, and Allah Ta'ala makes you qasim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's kunya was Abul Qasim. That was because of his son, Qasim. But Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that Allah Ta'ala will make a person qasim, meaning Allah Pak makes him a distributor of wealth. He is not a person who just wants to keep the wealth for himself, self-enrichment, right? He says, now, okay, we just need to redo the kitchen now. We just need to redo this. If the wife say she needs to redo the kitchen, so he gives in very quickly. Although he doesn't want to, yeah, you know, we need to redo the kitchen, because he knows next month he's changing that sports car for another sports car. So that time she mustn't make any stories now. I finished, do your kitchen now. When you wanted your kitchen, I gave you. But now when I want the sports car, yeah, now you also now valam lom. Just keep quiet now. Otherwise next time when you want to do the curtains, then it will be a problem. So now we just keep doing things for nothing. Things that we don't need to do, we keep doing. Sajawing. But the person becomes a qasim. He distributes, he assists, he helps. That kind of person who Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with wealth. There's two kind of people, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you can be envious over them. One is a person Allah has given him wealth. And he just spends that wealth. Right, left, every avenue of good, he just spends on it. And the other is a person, Allah Ta'ala has given him Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif, Ilm-e-Deen. And day and night, he just distributes that now. All the time, he's distributing that. That's his car. So those two people, you can be envious of them. Allah Ta'ala make us from amongst them.
अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह जन्नत जनानूर ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Allah inche shiri nastanam. Shiro shakkar mi shawajjanam tamam. Allah janna jalaluhu. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا غفور الرحيم يا رؤوف الرحيم يا أرحم الراحمين يا راحم المساكين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك O Allah forgive our sins O Allah Ya Allah forgive each and every sin that we have committed O Allah Ya Allah forgive our major sins our minor sins
Sins that we committed openly, discreetly in the brightness of day or darkness of night. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Ya Allah, sins that we are committing repeatedly, despite knowing what we're doing is wrong over there. Ya Allah, we are your weak bandas, we are full of faults, full of shortcomings, full of weaknesses over there. Ya Allah, but we are your bandas end of the day over there. Ya Allah, we are turning to you. You forgive us, O Allah. Overlook our shortcomings. Overlook our weaknesses, O Allah. Ya Allah, we utilize your ni'mats, but we forget that you have given the ni'mats. Ya Allah, we take your very ni'mats and we use it for your disobedience, your displeasure, O Allah. Ya Allah, you give us hidayat, O Allah. Put us on sirat-e-mustaqim. Ya Allah, give us the realization that death is imminent. Give us the realization that this world is a temporary world. Ya Allah, remove the love of dunya from our hearts. Remove the love of fame from our hearts. Remove the love of just fulfilling our desires from our hearts. Ya Allah, remove the thought from our hearts and minds that we just want a life of luxury, aish and aram, O Allah. Give us that to reality of those words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The true aish and haram is in the akhirat, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to be from those whom Huzur-e Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has called intelligent people. Those who restrain their nafs and they make amal for what's going to happen after death, O Allah. Ya Allah, today most of our effort is for this dunya, O Allah. Most of our effort is for this physical body, O Allah. Hardly we are making any effort for the akhirat, O Allah. Give us tawfiq to strive for the akhirat, our true home, our real home, our everlasting home, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us a life, such a life that is pleasing to you. Give us the tawfiq to carry out those amal that are pleasing to you. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to make amal on the sunnats of our Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, forgive our asatiza, forgive our mashayikh, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our spouses, O Allah. Forgive our children, O Allah. Forgive our family members, O Allah. Our friends, O Allah. Those whose haqq is upon us. Those whose ihsan is upon us. Those who have asked us to make dua for them, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all the marhumin, marhumat, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of our beloved Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا وجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في أرض الإسلام اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا كربا إلا نفذته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء ونسألك برد العيش بعد الموت ونسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب